Welcome to Baal Gatha, a Spotify exclusive brought to you by Gatha Story. Baal Gatha is the home of classic bedtime stories that not only entertain but also educate your child. Listen to and follow your favorite bedtime stories in English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Kannada, and Telugu only on Spotify. The Lost Camel. Long, long time ago, there was a city called Alakapuri, famous for all the riches that sea and land could yield, and was inhabited by people speaking different languages. In that city reigned a king named Alkesh, who was very virtuous. He was so just a king that during his reign, the cow and the tiger lived cordially and quenched their thirst side by side in the same lake. The cats and the rats lived without any fear, and the kite and the parrot laid their eggs in the same nest. The men and women respected each other and followed a virtuous path. Timely rain refreshed the soil, and all subjects of Alakapuri lived in prosperity and happiness. In short, Alkesh was the body, and his subjects the soul of that body. One day, a rich merchant lost his camel in the city of Alakapuri. He searched for it in all directions, but could not find the camel. At last, he reached a road which he was informed led to another city, called Mathurapuri, the king of which was named Mathuresh. He had under him 4 excellent ministers, whose names were Bodhaditya, Bodhachandra, Bodhavyapak, and Bodhavibhishan. These 4 ministers were very displeased with the king and left the kingdom of Mathurapuri and set out for another country. When they were on their journey, they observed the track of a camel, and each made a remark on the peculiar condition of the animal. Judging from the footsteps and other indications on the road. After some time, they met the merchant who was searching for his camel and got into a conversation with him. One of the ministers inquired if the animal was lame in one of its legs. Another asked if it was blind in the right eye. The third asked if its tail was unusually short, and the fourth inquired if it was suffering from colic. They were all answered in the affirmative by the merchant, who was convinced that they must have seen the animal, and eagerly demanded where the camel was and how he could get it. The 4 ministers replied that they had seen traces of the camel, but not the camel itself. The merchant felt that was not true and thought, since the ministers had given the exact description of the camel, he accused them of having stolen the beast and immediately took the 4 travelers to the King Alkesh's Darbar for redress. On hearing the merchant's story, the king was under the belief that the 4 travelers must know the whereabouts of the camel, and asked all the 4 travelers to confess the truth. How could they know? He demanded, that the camel was lame or blind, or whether the tail was long or short, or that it was suffering from any problem, unless they had it in their possession. In reply, they each explained the reasons which had induced them to express their belief in these particulars. The first traveller said, "I noticed in the footmarks which were there on the road that one leg's mark was very light compared to the other three, and so I concluded accordingly that it was lame in one leg." The second traveller said, "I noticed that the leaves of the trees on the left side of the road had been snapped or torn off, whilst those on the right side were untouched. That's why I concluded that the animal was blind in his right eye." The third traveller said, "I saw some drops of blood on the road, which I gathered had flowed from the bites of gnats or flies, and I concluded that the camel's tail was shorter than usual, in consequence of which it could not brush the insects away." The fourth traveller said, "I observed that while the 4 feet of the animal were planted firmly on the ground, the hind ones appeared to have scarcely touched the ground. Hence I guessed that the camel was ill." When the king heard their explanation, he was so impressed by the travellers. He asked them who they were and how did they land in his kingdom. The travellers narrated their story, how they left their kingdom of Mathurapuri and came to Alkapuri. Alkesh was so impressed with them that he made them his ministers in the kingdom and gave 500 coins to the merchant to buy a new camel. Did you like today's story? If so, we would love to hear from you. You can leave your comment or feedback that will help us immensely. Today's story has been rewritten for brevity, context, and language by Meenu Pandit and edited by Amar Vyas. Story was narrated by Shirali Biju. Audio editing by Prashant. Theme music is titled Carefree Kathy. Bal Gatha podcast is produced by Gatha Story. You can also listen and follow Bal Gatha podcast in English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Kannada, and Telugu only on Spotify.